Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, now into the second hour. We are Change Colorado, confronting Bill Clinton, Mitt Romney, and many others. He's going to be joining us in about 30 minutes. Rivera will be riding shotgun with us. Right now, let's go to David in England, then Jim, Elijah, and others. David in England, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you today, Alex?
Good, sir. Welcome.
Alex, I just want to say, I'll be very brief because I know you've got a lot to get through, but it's an absolute pleasure talking to you. And obviously, things over here in England are vastly different, although very similar to the things you talk about every day. I listen, you know, religiously every day. The one thing that I want to urge your listeners to do is, like, pretty much what you've been saying today, is we've really got to start manifesting this knowledge that you're going out and researching, that we're all collectively acquiring, and use Google and use YouTube, because we've been given tools. You know, these tools may be slowly being blunted by the New World Order and by these, you know, these almost fascist regimes that want to remove our liberties. But until that very last moment, you know, if we can keep hammering that nail into the wall.
Oh, yeah, we better use it before they try to take it away. And the more we use it, the harder it'll be for them to take it away.
Exactly, Alex. And the another thing which I want to also really urge your listeners and people who follow you is that we've really got to work together. And I've noticed that if people using YouTube, and I remember a couple of weeks back, there was a chap on YouTube, you know, who quite heavily criticized you with a very little amount of, you know, intellectual backing or research behind him. He got some really sort of vitriol comments thrown at him. And the issue got detracted and it became a sniping match. And all I'm saying is this anger or this passion, I think about it as passion, which you have, Alex, and I really, you know, I applaud you for the job you're doing. It can't be easy, but we have to work together. We can't snipe and use this energy we've been given, you know, from above, from the Buddha, you know.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. It's great to have you tuned in, David. Let's go to Jim in Florida. I'm trying to cram everybody in. Jim, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Webb Tarpley always emphasizes the angel's next threat, if that's what it is. I don't think I've ever heard your hunches on that subject.
What's the next threat?
The angel is next threat on Air Force One that Bush supposedly, that we heard he got on Air Force One. Webb Tarpley always emphasizes that. That somehow somebody who had the code for the day of what Air Force One was angel, and he called in a threat to Air Force One that said, Angel is next. In other words, we're going to get you next if you don't go along with our plan.
Yeah, I'm aware of the code word Angel, and I've seen those reports. All I know is it's an inside job, and then we've caught them. They've declassified that our government staged lots of things before, so they're the prime suspect here. And Congress should know that this Bush saying he's above continuity of government, that he could decapitate them now.
Uh-huh.
So
we've all got a noose around our neck. It's like, do we want to twiddle our thumbs so the trapdoor falls out from under us, you know?
I hear you. I appreciate your call. Your phone's breaking up a bit. Elijah in California, and I'll probably hold you over. Go ahead, Elijah.
It's just an honor to just talk to you on the radio.
How old are you, Elijah? Are you about 10, 12?
12. Me and my dad watch your show all day. It's just, he's the reason he's on the computer. He just watches you night and day. And the reason how we got we found out about you is about Bohemian Grove, when you went undercover and you saw those people watching Mall App.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just amazing. And it opened the eyes to Ron Paul and everybody at home, and 9/11, and just...
Elijah, stay there. I want you to be able to finish up, then Mike Rivero, and then Jim and many others that are patiently holding. 1-800-259-9231. Stay there, Elijah. We'll come right back to you after the break. Have you seen the new and improved? Have you seen the redesigned Infowars.com? In the next 4 or 5 days, maybe even sooner, we're going to launch your own MySpace accounts on Infowars.com. Your own little piece of turf.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live. Mike Rivero is about to be with us, waiting in the wings. Let's go back to Elijah. In California, 12 years old. Go ahead and finish up what you were saying, son.
I was just saying that it was just great about what you're doing. I really appreciate it. My dad was going to talk to you, but he was a little too chicken. And just me and my dad wanted to talk to you about the chemical trails that you've been leaving at California. Just these elephants been spraying these stuff around and it stays and makes clouds and clouds. And we did some research about it, and it has high barium, and at night it comes to the ground to earth and makes people really, really sick and slowly kills them.
Well, that's because the government loves us.
Yeah. Yeah, we found out that the government's trying to kill us like that. And most of the most of the people that bring it live in Washington, so it rains a lot and just washes it away.
Absolutely. Listen, it's good to have you listening. How long you been dialed in? How long since you saw the Bohemian Grove video?
For maybe like 2 years or something like that.
And well, remember this, Elijah. Stay out of trouble. That's how you beat the New World Order. Don't get in fights. Be clean cut. Never use the government's drugs. Make good grades, keep your head down, and have a great family and live. The best revenge is living well, and you got a great dad. God bless you. Take care. Look, there's no debating the fluoride they put it in there to brain damage us and reduce our IQ. There's no doubt. There's no doubt about that. That's public. That's admitted now. That's your government. That's who runs your life. They're real nice people, let me tell you. Do we have Mike Rivero? All right. Mike Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com joins us once a month. Hopefully he can stay a little bit with us into the next hour if we got him on late this hour because I went to your calls late. And popping in with him will be a quick report with We Are Change Colorado confronting Bill Clinton. Mike Rivero, great to have you on, my friend.
Well, thank you. It's great to be back here again.
How is the production going on my wife's favorite television program? You've actually got my wife back watching television greedily when the new Lost shows come on. She's there in front of the television now.
Oh, well, we're going to have to send her a crew T-shirt, I guess, just to keep her loyal. But answer to your question here, we are not yet back in production. We are still, of course, shut down by the writer's strike. There are 8 episodes of Season 4 already in the can and ready to broadcast, but if the writer's strike is not resolved in the next couple of weeks, it is very unlikely Episode 9 would be ready on time to air. And, of course, if the writer's strike really continues for a very long time, then either the balance of Season 4 will be combined with Season 5 or it'll just be canceled outright.
You know, I never thought to talk to you, because you've been involved in some big movie productions, a lot of big TV productions. We're not going to get into exactly what you do there unless you want to, Mike, because you've always tried to keep that quiet. I brought it up here. But this writer's strike is important to the economy. We know they've been cheating the writers, at least that's my opinion, from the percentages of the money they make compared to the stockholders make. Where do you see this going? I mean, this is just ongoing.
Well, it's a terrible problem, and unfortunately, part of what's fueling the current strike is there's still a lot of bad feelings left over from the very prolonged strike back in 1988. And, of course, we're looking at a potential SAG strike in the summer. So, overall, it's a very, very bad year for the industry. The real irony
is... Oh, a Screen Actors Guild on top of it.
Yeah, and now the Directors Guild has signed their new contract, so the directors are not going to go on strike, but the actors are still making noises like they might. The real irony is the strike was over a couple of percentage points residuals on what are called secondary showings, which is DVD sales, internet airing, and so forth and so on. The writers are saying because a lot of people don't see the original broadcast on TV, for them the DVD or the internet showing is a first screening and therefore should be paid appropriate residuals. And I understand their particular point of view, but the irony is that TV has lost an estimated 25% of its audience during the strike, and a lot of experts are saying now that these people are out of the habit of watching TV,
that's
they
it.
May not be coming back.
There was the habitual training of the ritual of watching television. And that now that 25% of, and they'd already lost a lot of their viewers over the last decade, as you know, Mike, now they may not be coming back to TV.
No, they aren't. They've discovered the internet. They've realized that those small people are actually their own children there in the living room, and they're starting to interact with them again. And so in the long run, even if the writers get this additional residual percentage point, they're probably going to be losing out in the long term because a 2% gain versus a 25% loss, that's residuals are based on total number of viewers and buyers and so forth, and they may have actually done more harm to themselves than good with this.
But I'm not going to cry for Sumner Redstone and others.
No. You know, I think one of the reasons that people have not sympathized with the writers too much is they see them driving up to the picket lines in BMWs and Mercedes. And, very often the writers are also serving other functions within a show. For example, on the show that I work on, some of our writers are also the producers. So they wear two hats, and, it gets kind of schizophrenic at times. But we're hoping that, they're talking about the potential of reaching a settlement sometime next week. If they do, we're going to have to hit the gas pedal really hard to get Episode 9 ready to go to air.
Now, and again, we're not covering this because of entertainment and television, and my wife doesn't watch hardly any TV, but she does like Lost. That's the and she's going to get mad at me.
Okay, what's your T-shirt size?
Small.
All right, soon as the production starts back up, we'll get her a crew shirt in small.
That's awesome. But she really does like the show. I haven't yet seen it, but supposedly it's pretty captivating. But this is important from an economic view. Speaking of Hollywood TV production, Mike, you've been in for decades. I was kind of wondering in the last hour why there's all these now on 24, the government's behind the terror attacks, Jericho, the government's behind the nuke attacks to bring in martial law. All a bunch of these shows have now shifted into this in just the last few years. Is that the writers trying to give the people what they want because the public already knows? Or is that the New World Order throwing it in our face, as we know they've done in the past? Or is that a mix of all of this?
I think it is mostly not so much the writers, but the producers of the show who realize that this is now the common awareness in the audience, and that if they don't go with that, they risk losing audience. They looked at how shows like Boston Legal, where they take some of these issues head on and their ratings go up, and the audience is going to watch the shows which reinforce their own current opinion about what's going on. And the producers who are in this really to make more money than anything else, they follow that trend. And they're going along with that, and they're doing these shows about the government is behind these deceptions because they realize that is now what the majority of the audience is believing. And because they're not news shows, they're not subject to quite as much pressure by, you know, covert government agencies to spin things a certain way.
Well, that's right. In fact, I gave three reasons earlier. I just went over two of them. I said either they know that that's what the people demand. Well, actually, I just said that, and that's what they want, or they're trying to tell us the truth. It's just that I've met not a lot, maybe 15 big writers over the last few years, and some of the biggest writers, and they are totally anti-New World Order. And I know for at least 6 years that 9/11 Truth and awareness of the New World Order has just been mushrooming throughout the entertainment industry. I mean, these people are not putting on acts. They know what's going on now, and I think that feeds into it too, Mike.
Oh, definitely. I have quite a few of the show's writers that I work on who know about me and my website and their fans. But, you know, they're understandably cautious. You need to understand something about people who work in Hollywood. They're really very aware of what's going on, but they've spent their entire lives to build their careers, and they don't want to risk it because they see what happens to people who really get a little too far out of line. And, again, the example I point back to, because it's historically safe, is what happened to actress Jean Seberg back in the 60s when the FBI decided it was time to destroy her career. And we have seen even during the Clinton administration, some actor or celebrity would come out and say, I think the government is doing wrong, and then 24 hours later, oh, no, I didn't really mean that. I think they're doing a wonderful job. And you realize phone calls were made, and somebody said, look, if you want to continue working in Hollywood, you have to toe the official government line. It's no secret. Yeah.
No secret. Go ahead.
It's no secret the government has exerted tremendous covert influence over film and TV ever since the days that J. Edgar Hoover got Charlie Chaplin kicked out of the country for refusing to stop poking fun at authorities in his movies.
But I do see the fact that in news, especially, and forcing the mainstream media to start tackling at least some important issues or giving alternative issues more time, because those are the dominant issues, and I am seeing more of that now in entertainment. The establishment is certainly in crisis.
Oh, there's no question that it is. And, you know, something that the TV show producers are looking at, they're looking at the viewership of the news, and they're realizing if they take the same spin that the news programs do, they're going to lose their audience as well. And they're all about numbers and audience and making money, and they're going to go where the majority of the audience headspace is, and that's what's happening.
And that's what I see. I see that the Patriot Truth movement, Liberty movement, alternative reality movement, I see that we are beginning to take over the main paradigm, and the establishment knows that, and they're panicking, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, we're seeing all these polls about the majority of Americans do not believe the official story on 9/11. We're seeing the government still continue to try to spin the story, to counter it, this new one about trying to blame Saddam for making us think he had weapons of mass destruction when he was all over the news in the weeks leading up to the Iraq invasion saying, I don't have weapons of mass destruction. And the inspectors were saying it, and Saddam was saying it. Now they're trying to say, oh, he made us think that he had the bombs, and that's why we invaded. And it's like the government's motto seems to be, if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. And they don't understand that the very nature of information flow in the society has changed forever.
And it's all about trust.
Alternative media.
People are looking for who they can trust. Mike, stay there. I want to get your take on the Willie Nelson bombshell that exploded yesterday on this very broadcast. On the other side, we're talking to Mike Rivera, whatreallyhappened.com. InfoWars has been redesigned. Check it out.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the new world order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Day after day. We're back live. Mike Rivera is our guest. You know, I've seen a couple of the trailers for the TV show Jericho, and they imply that the government stages the terror attack there. And then listeners on my MySpace sent me a link to the CBS previous link about previous episodes. And yes, it says the government brings together anarchists, domestic militia, and religious extremists to stage nuke attacks with a faction of the government to bring in a new dictatorship. See, you didn't say that in that little video piece I played on the three-minute TV ad for Jericho on CBS. But I said, I bet it's right-wing Christians working with terrorists that are in the government. See, they know the people now know it's the government, but they're going to go back to the old ADL propaganda that it's the right-wingers. It isn't about ideology at the top. It's about power. And so there's spin within spin. I mean, I just know how they operate. So, see, that's not an example of the media being good. That's the writers knowing they have to go with the flow that we know it's a terror attack, but trying to spin it back on to the people. Mike Rivero, your take.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a spin within the spin, and it's called fallback position, which means, okay, they know 9/11 was a fake. Let's find somebody to pin it on to save our own rear end. It's like what we're seeing with this idea that Saddam is somehow to blame for us thinking that he had weapons of mass destruction. That's the fallback position. And again, it isn't the writers who set the tone, because the writers basically come in and they're handed a story assignment. On a TV series, normally the producers will work out the overall story plot for the entire season ahead of time. The writers come in, they're handed, this is your chunk for this episode, this is what you will write, and the writers will fill it in. But the executive producers generally set the tone and content.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the writers I know are pretty high level, so they're producer writers.
Yeah.
You know, the fellow that did
directors.
Exactly, the guy that did Enemy of the State and the rest of it. Willie Nelson, have you had a chance to hear the interview we did yesterday, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, Willie Nelson, I just have so much admiration for him. He's got a lot of courage. You know, he got really pounded on by the government years ago over the tax situation. So I'm not surprised that he has sort of had his epiphany and realized that the government is not a friend of the people. And I noticed that the Drudge Report, for like 5 minutes, I think, reported on your interview where Willie Nelson said that the World Trade Center was imploded, or World Trade Center 7 was imploded, and then Drudge pulled it real quick. So I think he got his little phone call later in the day. And I'm looking right now at your website, where Willie Nelson is concerned, as are many Americans, that Bush could use a national emergency to basically say, okay, the elections are suspended, they're all rigged anyway, so we can't trust them, so I'm going to stay in power for another 10 years.
And I'm pointing out here that if we don't expose the government-sponsored terror or corporate-sponsored terror, false flag, blame it on somebody else event, they're going to keep doing it. This is life and death. And, Mike, I appreciate you linking to the Willie Nelson stories. A lot of the other Patriot sites think they're in competition with me. This is life and death. And, I mean, this is a big interview. I just want to get it out, and I'm asking everybody, help us break through the mainstream media blockade. Help this break out into the open. Mike, how important is it, or do you think it's important that everybody really get out there and email it and call talk shows and call the media and call the local AP office here in Austin, call the AP office in Nashville? Those are the type that would do a story. Get it out on the wire. How important is that?
It's always important for everybody who is listening to your show or who is reading my website to take that information and spread it as far and wide as they can for two reasons. One, as we get the information out, and clearly in this regard we are winning, if you look at the poll numbers about people who doubt the official story of 9/11, the more we get the information out, the more Americans are being given the information they need to have to decide what they're going to be doing in the future. But more importantly, if you speak out, you give courage to everybody around you to also speak out. One of the hoaxes the government likes to perpetrate is to cast anybody who's dissenting or who's doubting the official story as a crazed, lone nut, social outcast that you really shouldn't be seen associating with. And so you wind up with like a room full of people, and all of them have serious questions about what's going on, but they think they're the only one in the room. So when one person speaks out, all of a sudden everybody says, you too? I feel the same way myself. I thought I was all alone. And then that talking begins to grow and spread, where everybody finally begins to realize that doubting the government is now the majority opinion. Not trusting the government is now the majority opinion.
You're right, but to break through the final illusion that the controlled corporate press has that we're all the minority, everybody's got to speak out in the street, at work, at church. I mean, the government is not recruiting 26,000 preachers to tell their flocks to hand in their guns and submit to martial law. I mean, that's admitted for nothing. They're planning something big, Mike.
They absolutely are.
Let's talk about when we get back. And also, I want to, you can co-interview with me if you'd like. I want to keep you into the next hour, too. We Are Change is going to be on with us for a segment or so. We Are Change Colorado. And we're going to play the confrontation with Bill Clinton. Not the one-sided you saw on national TV where they didn't show you what was actually being said up close, but the up-close video. You'll hear the audio from that straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices on online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700. And let's take America back.
Paul Watson hasn't taken the special down, at least when I checked 30 minutes ago at prisonplanet.tv. It was going to end February 1st, but he's been so busy writing articles, customer service, and his 15-hour days that he hasn't taken the New Year special down. In fact, I just reloaded the site. It is still up. It will be down by tomorrow. Like I told Paul last night to take it down. It's not down yet. It will be down tomorrow. You have today. You have today to go get 5 months free at prisonplanet.tv. All 18 of my films, in-game and super high quality. We now have content distribution network servers. So it downloads super fast, Flash, Windows, QuickTime. It's got streaming downloads. It's an armory of resistance. Get Terrorstorm. Get all my films, my TV shows, my weekly TV reports, extended interviews, all these different special reports we're doing. I'm going to have the George Norrie Talk Fest up there by the end of the week. thousands and thousands of pieces of media on any subject you can imagine, martial law, tainted vaccines, the police state, occultism in the New World Order. It's all at prisonplanet.tv. Massive content, any subject, burn a disc or create a file, email it to friends and family, use it as an armory in the InfoWar, prisonplanet.tv, or get high-quality DVDs of all my films, or the book I've written, the books I carry, the other great videos I carry on the online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com. Nothing like holding it in your hand, and that also supports us financially. InfoWars.com, or order toll-free number to call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or you can simply write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. That is not my office. I have a Dropbox in there for 13 years. Okay, people keep showing up there, and they're going to not let me use that Dropbox anymore if it continues. And I may just have to, after all these years, it's just going to be like 20 people a day. I'm not there. Okay? But again, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We're about to go to Colorado We Are Change. Mike Rivero is taking out a lot of time from his important news website, whatreallyhappened.com, and, of course, being one of the top guys helping make the TV show Lost. A lot more out in Hawaii. But we've got a big link up at the top of InfoWars.com to Colorado We Are Change. Just fabulous, folks. Let me play you the audio from the video shot by our guest, Jonathan Elinoff. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And this is Adam Miller. I mean, we're talking 15 feet from Clinton yelling up there about 9/11 inside job, new investigation, North American Union. And Clinton tries to ridicule him in mass Soviet-style psychology. People come over, start putting their hands on him, pushing him. Clinton says no because he didn't want to make him a martyr. He wanted to humiliate him. It still backfired, Clinton. The whole country saw you denying 9/11 is an inside job. And everybody knows you're a stinking criminal liar. So here is a few minutes of the audio from the video.
End this war! Support a new investigation into the attacks of 9/11. It's because the war
all right, the video is a lot more powerful than the audio, and it's up on Colorado We Are Change. It's up on InfoWars.com. Going to Jonathan, and is an Elinoff. Jonathan, I apologize. I should have asked you how to pronounce your fine name earlier.
Right, Elinoff.
Okay, good. I got it right. You know, I'm a country bumpkin from Texas. I can't pronounce my own name properly half the time. Mike Rivero's right there with us, popping any time, Mike. I just want to say the courage. You guys also confronted Mitt Romney, swarming him. There's video of that. You're getting news attention each time. I just want to say, fabulous job. What is it like to have formed Colorado We Are Change? How old is the group? And what is it like to be having such a huge effect in the trenches?
We've been around. There were about six or seven of us that started it here in Colorado about a half a year ago. And everyone I know in this We Are Change Colorado group is probably the most courageous and dedicated person. We all, we all got into this different paths. I've been in 9/11 Truth since, 2002, 2003, as a filmmaker, starting out as a journalist, which of course I probably can never start a career into this. So because I have no career to blacklist, I have no problem starting it out this way. But everyone I've met out here, we're all extremely dedicated. I mean, I'm not stopping. I know my friend Rob, Adam, Josh, Jason, Micah, all of us, we're not stopping until somebody goes to jail, or else we're going to jail. Somebody's gonna have to either confront us or move out of the way because we're not stopping.
Let me add a point here, and then I want to get Mike Rivera's take on it, and then let you continue with the fine things that I totally concur with, Jonathan Elinoff from Colorado. We Are Change. 6 months in action and just having a huge effect each week, getting national attention continually to the issues. This is key, as Mike was saying about 20 minutes ago, just like in Ceausescu's Romania, where people finally started standing up, finally started speaking out, and then that caused the whole facade to crumble. I've had Nightline call me. They're freaking out over this. You can tell they're scared. The establishment is scared because they know that other groups, not just We Are Change or InfoWars groups or Truth groups, but other groups, people are getting in the streets, they're going to events, and they're disrupting the dog and pony theater for the establishment. Mike, they're getting scared.
Yeah, absolutely they are afraid because, you know, it's not like the American people have to actually prove anything. The real danger is that we're just going to stop listening to the government. We're not going to see the government as legitimate or legal anymore, and we're just going to stop paying attention. We're going to stop paying taxes. We're just not going to go along with what the government wants us to go along with. And so it is a crisis of credibility. It is of their own making. And again, this gets back to that whole thesis that the people in charge of all of these covert operations and everything are still playing the game by the rules that worked back at the height of the Cold War in the 50s and the 60s. And they just don't understand how the flow of information through our society has drastically, fundamentally changed. And they don't get it. They don't understand that the way that it used to work can't work anymore. They're just going to keep trying and trying and trying.
And they have to compartmentalize their minions to where their minions think they're doing good work, and their own minions are finding out, and they're back engineering it and finding out that they're really engaged in evil. So they're having a crisis of credibility and conscience within their own system. So I hope that everybody realizes that the historical effect, literally standing up against this evil. Jonathan, your take on what Mike and I were just saying.
You know, I just came across, somebody came to one of our We Are Change meetings the other day. Somebody mentioned NESARA, N-E-S-A-R-A. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, the National Stabilization Act. It's not real.
Okay, yeah. And, well, the idea that they were putting forth, out here in Colorado, we know a ton of people. We're all very aware of the income tax fraud. America Freedom of Fascism has been played on local access TV. We've had it played there. You know, we're ready for this exposure, and we're waking up the people every day. However this happens, eventually we're going to get large enough, at least here in Colorado, and I don't know how it is elsewhere, that, yeah, you're going to be able to go somewhere and pretty much everyone's on the same page. Nobody's either paying their income tax. Everyone wants a new investigation. You've got people confronting politicians. You know, out here in Colorado, it's very, very... it's all over the streets. Everyone knows about it here.
And here's the key. Here's the key. They're not going to be able to put a Hillary in and change horses in the middle of it and make us think that everything's okay because they put some new puppet in for the first time in modern U.S. history since the last realignment 110, 15 years ago. During this political realignment, both parties are being criticized, and Congress has an 11% approval rating. Mike, I think we've broken their back. Now, they're still a dangerous leviathan. They could set off nukes, anything. Do you think they're just going to do something really desperate, or are they going to realize that they have been destructo?
You know, we've got so many people within the government who are realizing that things have really run their course, and those people left to themselves basically are just going to run the government out until it collapses like the Soviet Union. There are, of course, certain fanatics in the government who are still convinced that God is on their side, and that if they set off a big enough scary monster, a nuclear explosion or biological attack, that the American people will magically line up behind them one more time for a march into the New World Order. And, of course, these are very dangerous people because they're not really listening and paying attention to what's going on out on the streets. Now, I'd like to change direction here a little bit and address our other guests. We Are Change Colorado, because the individual who came in spouting Nasara. You need to remember, and this goes all the way back to COINTELPRO in the 60s. If you haven't studied the history of COINTELPRO, you need to. As a group becomes visible, and in the media, you will be subject to infiltration by people whose job it is to trick you into doing something that makes you look bad in the press. And you need to be on the lookout for that, because you'll get people who come in and say, hey, we need to attract more attention, and we can do it by splattering paint on a public building.
We need to throw firecrackers at a building. We need to say that no planes hit the towers and that it was holograms and laser beams fired from the galactic snoople snap.
And these people are all government plants, and there's nothing new. I mean, every college campus has got FBI informants whose job it is.
Listen, I've been at events, and I've had no planers walk up and go, we're going to get you, Jones. I mean, they're feds right out in the open when you don't have a camera.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you need to be very careful, because obviously you're having an impact. I agree with confronting politicians and media people publicly, but do it politely. Don't ever let yourself be seen.
Well, you got to scream to have it heard, but let me just add a caveat here, and that's this. There are too many groups forming, too many popping up. That's another problem, to where their infiltrators and operatives aren't having enough success. But I do think once your We Are Change group gets up to about 20, you should call it, you know, We Are Change Southern Colorado, We Are Change Eastern, you know, whatever. That's the cell format, but you're not hiding out as guerrillas in cells. Jonathan, Elinoff, are you aware of the cell structure?
Yes. We have a We Are Change Grand Junction and We Are Change Colorado Springs that's starting up right now. But I was going to say, you know, that's why, I don't know if you saw the Mitt Romney confrontation. That's me in the video there talking to Mitt Romney. You know, we were able to get right in there, and we had a formulated crowd around us that was completely aware of what was going on. Romney made a fool of himself. He completely ignored our questions, and people hung around and went up to us and said, hey, he completely ignored your question there. We said, yes, we know. We didn't get upset. You know, there was no foul language. There was no anger. We wanted to expose Romney and local Congressman Bob Beaupre for being essentially people who either are unfamiliar with this information or not interested in it or trying to ignore it. And that achieves a lot. Locally here in Colorado, the Romney confrontation was a great success. Clinton got a great success, but the thing is, with Clinton, we weren't able to get close enough up to him, so the only thing we could have done is heckle. Luckily, we were large enough in the crowd to basically spread ourselves out and yell at different times. And if you watch the video, it goes on for about 6 minutes. Clinton eventually addresses the issue, and people in the crowd came up to us afterwards and said he completely spun the issue. You said you wanted a new investigation, and he said you're one of those inside job guys. Well, nobody said anything about a conspiracy or inside job. They said we want a new investigation.
And by the way, I want to get Mike and your take on this, Jonathan. It just came out yesterday. Now it's a spin job, New York Times writer, talking about, you know, the 9/11 Commission Uncensored book comes out today, and the AP reports that, Philip Zelikow, he was working for the White House. That was no secret. We didn't need the New York Times to tell us that. We've been reporting this for 5 years since they started setting up that commission. He was there to whitewash. The Bush appointed the commission. But they're trying to make it look like the commission was legitimate and is now exposing the head staffer is trying to influence them. Again, spin within a spin. They now have gone to the fallback position, as Mike said. Okay, it's true. There was something rotten in the state of Denmark in the commission, but the commission was good. It was Bush's bad guy in there trying to stop the independent investigation. It was not independent. Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody in the commission had a conflict of interest with the administration. They were all insiders. There were no really independent people. And you need to remember that the commission was set up specifically to look at intelligence failures that allowed the attack. They were never allowed to look at the attack itself and re-examine the primary assumptions.
And to propose national ID cards and police state as, quote, the solution, exactly what the New World Order wanted. I want to go ahead, before we go to break here, I want to commend We Are Change Colorado. I want to tell you, I salute you. I love your energy, your focus, your bold champions of liberty. Let's bring up the man, Adam Miller, who, like a bull, stood in the face of that wicked devil, Bill Clinton, and continued to shout at him. Good job, Adam Miller. Thank you for coming on with us.
Alex, thank you for having me.
Well, I salute you. I salute Jonathan, everybody else. What was it like? I mean, I've been there in a crowd. I've been arrested before for asking questions of George Bush. I mean, you know, the energy. Did you have butterflies until you opened your mouth? And then did you just feel the power of humanity fill you once you took that step?
I got to admit, I did have a little bit of butterfly action going on there in my gut, but it is a lot like that. It's just, you know what, these people are public servants. I reminded myself of that. These people are public servants. They're here to serve us. There's no reason why we should feel intimidated by them. And furthermore, there's no reason why we shouldn't address these tough questions. I'm sick of dodging the issues.
But you released the dogs of truth. Fly havoc, let loose the dogs of truth. I mean, that's my experience. It's empowering. What was it like once you started shouting, though? Did all the butterflies go away and you just felt energized?
It was a certain amount of righteous indignation, yeah. I mean, really, it was just because you don't see people challenging our elected officials and our previously elected officials in that manner. So, yeah, it felt good to get that off my chest.
What happened after we see the tape turn off, the short clip? What happened after you confronted his lordship?
There was a lot of talk of me being dragged off by security. That, in fact, was not true. I believe that Bill Clinton is one of the more shrewd and intelligent and cunning leaders we've ever had in power.
Yeah, he tried to belittle you and then not make you a martyr.
I think he knows that we are a peaceful movement. I think he's done a little bit of homework probably on us, and I think he knows that there's nothing to fear as far as threats of violence.
Yeah, he's one of the greatest CIA propaganda officers out there we've ever seen. We'll be right back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call Jeff and order now by calling 562-544-0507. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
wearechangecolorado.org. wearechangecolorado.org. For listeners we have out in Colorado, be sure and join them. Start your own We Are Change group or 9/11 Truth group, InfoWars group, InfoWars news gathering organization. Whatever organization you want to start, start it. Call it whatever you like. As you like it, as Shakespeare said, just get out there and take action. We're going to have Rivero staying over with us. I want to get into the communications lines being cut, going into areas of the Middle East and Central Asia, a lot of other subjects with him for another 20 minutes of the next hour. We've got We Are Change Colorado on with us right now. Gentlemen, just in closing, again, I salute you. I want to thank you for all you've done. Any other points that you would like to add?
I think you made the best point there, Alex, is that we need to get out and get active. Go join your own group. Start your own group up. Get out there and make something happen. And understand that it's fun. Sander Hicks, in an interview that we made of him when he was out in the Denver area, made this point extremely well in one of the videos that we have documented. It is fun. Don't look at it as a task. Enjoy yourself. And also, we're switching a lot of the, I talked to Luke Rudowski, and we're switching a lot of the confrontations to local representatives, local news media anchors, anything like that. We really got to get out there and talk to the people who represent you in your county, in your state, in your city. Meet those people. Tell them to their face. Say, listen, this is me. I'm not some crazy fringe, what you're calling me. I know what I'm talking about. If you want to debate it, let's do it. Otherwise, move out of the way, because I'm going to put somebody in there who does. And if
I like how you're getting on Access TV. I like how you're getting on Access TV, using whatever venues you have. But I would also continue to go after the big fish, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They are our representatives.
Now, was everyone hissing at you because you were talking bad about the great Bill Clinton, or were some people waking up?
A lot of people were hissing, but it was amazing how many of them were not. It really was. I mean, it seemed to a certain extent like the audacity. It was almost like they were in awe, like, wow, someone's challenging our God, Bill Clinton. Yeah, there were people. I was about 15, 20 feet from the stage, and when Adam, when you walked off and you got you went up to the bleachers, we were down in the immediate area where people were coming up to us with cameras. They knew we were a group eventually, and security was there. You could tell because they had the earpieces in, and they were talking to us. And while Bill was talking, we were holding our own conversations about 9/11, a new investigation. We were handing out packets. I just wanted to plug real quick. We have Loose Change coming out to Colorado, the three Loose Change producers. It's February 24th, the Gothic Theater. We put a lot of money into it. We have advertisements and everything. And we got a great opportunity to get Colorado really up to par. I plan to do this on a regular basis. And
by the way, that's the final cut that went on sale in bulk orders on InfoWars.com earlier this week. I'm executive producer on that. Well, absolutely. People should go to WeAreChangeColorado.org and go to that event. Gentlemen, I just want to thank you both for joining us and give Mike Rivero the floor here in the last minute or two for any other points or questions he's got for you.
Well, the only comment I have, and again, I join Alex Jones in applauding what you're doing. You're being visible. You're getting the word out there. You are reminding people that they are not alone in their doubts about the official story of 9/11 or the war or taxes or anything else. And again, my only advice is be careful that you not be infiltrated and lured into doing something that makes you look bad, because the government plays dirty and has a long history of doing that.
Mm-hmm. But you can spot them. I mean, anybody who wants to do anything violent, anybody who wants to do anything illegal, anybody who wants to give you drugs, anybody who wants to, we really need to talk about no planes and space beams. Just automatic fed. It's a federal informant, a drug addict. They have the worst scum working for them. They're either drug addicts or child molesters they have working for them. Men, I salute you at Colorado We Are Change.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.